This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. Thursday episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Mike Wright, Andy Holloway, and a big cardboard bear.
Cardboard bear extraordinaire, Jay Grizz, a.k.a. Jay Riz.
Isn't that the word of the year or something?
Riz?
Wasn't Riz the
probably.
What are the other dictionary companies?
Let's see.
Merriam-Webster.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's their word of the year.
Well, it's not there. I mean, it's really the young people's word of the
year. Yeah, I don't even know how to use it.
Oof.
Do you know? Do I have Riz?
No.
Okay.
If you don't know how to use it, you don't got it.
You don't got it. Yeah.
It's actually Oxford University.
Oh. That's who. See, I knew they were. Do they compete like Oxford and Merriam-Webster? Is that like a showdown situation?
A real heated rivalry?
Yeah. So it's Oxford that named it.
Our dictionary has 1,100 pages.
Merriam-Webster went with the word authentic for the word of the year. Is that true?
Someone said it's true.
According to Kyle.
That's true.
Sources say, and my source is Kyle.
So wait, does that mean that Oxford is like the cool, hip, like, dictionary with Riz?
I guess. How is that possible?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it.
Isn't Oxford like... They have
the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but they have those weird facts where it's like Oxford was around like before the Mayan civilization.
Yeah, it predated the dinosaurs. Here we are. Welcome into an off-season episode of the show. We got an AMA today. Jason will be back next week. We're going to go over our Super Bowl predictions. If you had the privilege of going to myplayoffpicks.com, you can build your own bracket. It'll do the reseeding for you. And we'll talk about how we think that's going to go. But mostly we'll be answering your questions on today's show.
That is correct.
Unless something goes catastrophically wrong with our technology.
Just setting them up for failure?
Because we, you know, it's the off season, so we made some upgrades here to some of the computers and the gizmos and the gadgets. But just be clear, it's all Al's responsibility. Al, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah. Everything seems to be right. Recording.
Yeah. We'll find out in about 45 minutes.
To be fair, for Al, I did see him and Papa Josh working on the computer.
Papa Josh went home already. Very tired.
Coincidence? I think not.
No, we do have to protect ourselves. What else here at the top? We've got the Footy Awards. Next week, we'll be announcing the winners on Tuesday with Jason back in studio.
You can still vote.
Yeah, footyawards.com. You can still vote. I voted.
As did I.
So that was pretty fun.
I put a little sticker on after I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do we provide those?
No.
Can you print them?
It was a one of one.
Okay. And yeah.
It was authentic.
And the DFS Pass is free right now. That is the other big news. DFSPass.com. Free during the playoffs. And you can get a little taste if you want to check that out.
Yeah.
Looks like about 700 of you decided free was the right price. You were really into that. You were like, you know what? There's been a barrier there, and free it brought the barrier down.
All right.
So
get in there.
All the DFS, all the props, all that stuff from the amazing, amazing team that we have here works on the DFS pod as well. You can find us on X at the FF Ballers. You can find Jason at Jason FFL, Mike at FF Hitman. And I'm at Andy Holloway. Mike's in his customary winter hoodie.
It is winter, and it has been very cold here.
Been very cold. I did something I never thought I would do in Arizona yesterday.
I am
yesterday.
Loving it. Oh, what'd you do?
Well, I was going to pick up the boy from the late night baseball practice.
Okay.
And, you know how kids are. They kind of like it when you're at their practice.
Yeah.
But then when it's like 40 degrees out, you don't like it so much. You don't like it so much?
Yeah.
I bought a pair of gloves.
What?
I know.
They sell those here?
They sell gloves. And they were great.
Hold on.
I'm telling you, they kept my hands warm and everything.
You're telling me?
Yeah.
Everyone else, they're onto something with gloves?
Yeah, I bought a pair of gloves from Target.
Like fingerless gloves or like?
Oh, no. No, those are...
Were they?
I don't have wrist, Mike. I can't wear fingerless gloves.
Were they individual fingers or was it the mitten?
No, it's not a mitten. Although I was tempted. No, it's just a pair of gloves. And then I realized when I got there, you know how parents, they just play on their phones while their kids do practice?
Oh, yeah, you can't.
They put on the pointer fingers of the gloves, they put some technology in there that lets you control your phone. It was the life.
That's great. Now, cold weather people. Here, I guess I'm only talking to Brooks.
Right.
Do we not have the technology that they have in the mittens where it covers all the fingers, you know, so you just, all you have is a clamp.
Okay.
But I'm assuming those keep your hands warmer than the individualized
gloves. Why, because of like shared heat?
Or an insulation thing. What is the point?
I feel like the mitten was the precursor. Like somebody's like, I don't know what to do here. But I can make two pockets.
This pattern is too complex.
But then eventually they went from two pockets to like...
Look into this.
I only use the regular gloves. I don't do the mittens.
I'm telling you, gloves were great. This is breaking news for all of you out there. We got thin skin in Arizona. Do you find it cold, Brooks, or are you acclimated here?
No, this is cold. This past
couple
weeks.
See, it's been cold, right?
We've had those freeze warnings in the 30s. Yeah, that's really cold for here. Yeah.
I just know when Mike's got the hoodie on. Things are getting serious around here.
Hey, it's comfy, man.
I know.
It's so nice.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Jay Grizz has got a coat, so he doesn't need to do anything. All right. So our Super Bowl picks. I have the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
Over the Buffalo Bills.
Well, hello.
My preseason pick was looks quite ridiculous now.
It looked good for approximately what, two plays?
I had the Jets beating the Cowboys in the Super Bowl before the season.
All right, so you're keeping the boys in.
So I'm keeping the boys in.
All right.
It was tight. You know, San Francisco could certainly do it, but I'm gonna go Cowboys over the Bills.
Okay. Jason has sent in his picks. He has the 49ers over the Ravens. And I just have Well, are the Niners the true number one seed?
I don't know.
Well, I have it just vice versa of Ravens over 49ers.
Kyle will chime in momentarily and tell us who the betting favorite for the Super Bowl actually is, which is the 49ers.
That's the 49ers. My bracket overall is I only have a couple upsets. Like I had I have the Eagles losing the first round. Oh, what, are we back to the mittens?
Well,
Did you see it?
Rapscallion, you're going to have to chime in here. He shared this quote. He says, one of the major arguments in favor of mittens is the fact that they are warmer than gloves, and the reason lies in their design. However, he did not write it as though it was a quote, so I wonder, did you write that yourself?
No, I did not.
Okay. I was like, are you an expert?
I am not a mitten expert by any means.
I mean, okay. Because you can, if it's just one pocket for your fingies, you can get more insulation in there.
I put one of those hot hand things inside the glove as well. Like I went
I was sweating
profusely. So you went Ravens.
Yep.
Jason 49ers. I went with Dak and the Cowboys. What a difference a year makes when it comes to our perception on Dak and Jalen Hurts. And I had tweeted something earlier today just looking at the touchdown to interception ratios between some of the top talents. Last year, Dak was 23 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, and Hurts was 22-6. Pat Mahomes, 41-12. Josh Allen, 35-14. This year, Dak is 36-9.
I knew you could do it, Dak.
I mean, honestly, you did. You've been the Dak believer, and there were doubts. And now Hurts, 23-15, the exact number that Dak put up last year. Pat Mahomes, 27-14. Allen, 29-18. So you don't even have, like, Hurts, Mahomes, Allen, none of them threw for 30 touchdowns.
That's wild. I mean, well, because Josh Allen was too busy running in, what, like 15 or whatever?
Yeah.
Or no, that Hurts?
Hurts had 15. Yeah, okay, but Hurts, I mean, yeah. It is interesting. Like, Dak's probably getting paid this offseason.
Yep. Oh, for sure will.
So, yeah. We do have some news to talk about before we get into the AMA, which should be a lot of fun.
News and notes from around the league.
Well, this was big. We were sharing a meal, having some lunch, and then across the wire from every source possible, Pete Carroll out as the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. And it was reported
wild
that after the Cardinals game, he planned on continuing coaching with the Seahawks. He said that on his radio show.
He probably doesn't remember saying it, though.
What, because of his age?
Yeah.
Is that it's an age joke?
Yeah. 72, man.
No, he's young at heart. He's like Papa Josh. Same exact age, same young at heart. But this is huge. I mean, big news. Still one of the best coaches in the league, in my opinion. And, 11 winning records in 14 seasons, Super Bowl appearances, one win. But now there's a lot of rumors around Dan Quinn in Dallas. Finally,
yeah, which makes sense.
Now, he's turned down head coaching opportunities for a few years to stay as the DC.
Yeah, because he was waiting out Pete Carroll.
Maybe. I mean, that's how I feel about this next situation, too. Mike Vrabel.
Also wild.
The Titans have let Mike Vrabel go. Trading him was going to be too complicated, and he is being rumored as heavy interest in New England if Belichick leaves, which makes perfect sense. Both those guys, familiarity with those teams. When Mike Vrabel gets fired, my immediate reaction is teams that are on the edge of firing their coach should fire their coach and hire Mike Vrabel. That is how I feel about Mike Vrabel.
I would not disagree. It was shocking.
Like, I don't think you should not be ashamed as an owner or a general manager if you're like, you know what, we're going to keep Matt Eberflus. And then Vrabel's available and you're like, just kidding, goodbye. Like, that's how I would view it.
We are not keeping.
Yeah, we said not. Look,
if this show has taught anyone anything, it's that not is only three letters.
It's only three letters.
And it comes and goes from sentences.
Who am I to leave it out?
It was. You said you were keeping him. It was a typo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I missed the word not.
It gives you flexibility to put it in or take it out.
It was Vrabel. I mean,
he had no shot.
That's exactly like the Titans. Look at the roster that he had. He's the coach, and so he manages the pieces that he has. They were not. I thought they might be able to pull it out, but you knew it was going to be very difficult. And
he's not the one that signed Tannehill to this franchise encumbering deal.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the one that traded A.J. Brown away. The Bears have fired their offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy. Matt Eberflus is expected to return unless they take my advice. And, you know, the Bears are doing what the Bears have done. Chris Harris tweeted this out. Like, this is a pattern. They hire a coach. The coach does poorly. They keep the coach. They draft the top-tier quarterback. They do poorly again that year, and then they fire their coach. And they've done that three straight times, which a lot of people think that this move is setting it up so that they can draft a quarterback at number one. Which, do you have an opinion on that, Mike? Whether they should or shouldn't?
I feel like they, if they can pull off the heist of talking to number two, I can't remember, Kyle, who's at number two?
Washington.
Is the Commanders.
It's Washington.
Tell the Commanders, we're going to take your guy. You better come up to number one and get him. Otherwise, we are going to take him. You get that move. You could probably extract some decent draft capital from that. Then you go to number three. I know you want a quarterback. We're going to take your guy and just keep doing that to everyone and move down. And if you can compile enough, I think that while having the elite quarterback is a massive advantage, I think that Fields can be good enough to win if you just stack the team, which I think that they are in a very strange, unique situation they could end up doing. Now, you have to hit on all the draft picks, but of course, you got to hit on if Caleb Williams is your number one guy. You know, it hasn't been really working for number one overall picks every single time. I mean, Burrow, smashing success, but, you know, Baker, he's on, what, his fourth team. Trevor Lawrence, there has to be huge questions from Jacksonville as they stare at the stopwatch that's clicking on his extension that is coming in. And then you have this year, Bryce Young. They could have taken Stroud, but the point being, it's still really difficult to find a quarterback. And if you can piece together such an elite cast of characters around the quarterback, I think you can still win in today's NFL.
I mean, you might be right with the outcome, but I don't have the courage to make the process or go through that again. Now, I think I would take the pick.
In their situation with like Eberflus seemingly barely holding on to his job, he might be pushed into, you're like, no, you're going to take Caleb Williams or you're not going to hold on to this job.
So that's news. And then Kirk Cousins did talk about maybe taking a hometown discount in his next contract with the Vikings. You know, he basically said, look, he's been blessed beyond his wildest dreams.
He has done very well.
The dollars are not really what it's about. You've heard Justin Jefferson, who I think has, I would imagine, a huge sway in the discussion there because, you know, he's got to get paid, right?
Yeah, very soon.
So Jefferson just loves Kirk Cousins as a leader, as a quarterback, wants him back. So, look, yeah, that's best case scenario for Addison and Jefferson. For everybody out there, there is not a better scenario than that, in my opinion.
I'm in agreement of maybe you don't think Kirk Cousins is worth the money. He's not. You don't think he's a great quarterback. It's very easy to get rid of your quarterback. It is very difficult to replace your quarterback.
Yeah.
And if you don't replace them, you can be trapped forever.
Yep. Ian Rappaport, Gabe Davis, sprained PCL.
Okay.
We have no other news on that, whether he's playing.
Yeah, not that I've
seen. And then A.J. Brown, MRI on his knee.
This one is still
waiting on that.
This one is bizarre.
Just that we don't have more info?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the NFL already was like, hey, we'll go ahead and give you an extra day to get better because they're Monday Night Football.
Just feel like he's your superstar wide receiver.
I would think he would have gone
from the tent immediately to the machines.
That's why I doubt that there's something seriously wrong. Because I feel like with all the attention on that team and on the playoffs, you would have already heard something. But I would have loved to have heard he's fine. So anything else, Brooksy? You got news for us?
I don't got news.
Any new surprise coaches?
Not yet.
No, that's crazy, though. Pete Carroll.
Both the Vrabel and Carroll ones were bombshells to me.
Bad news for Big Bubblegum.
Oh,
with him leaving.
Oh, sales will plummet.
He was very.
He was keeping them in business.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
Well, how does he not have his own bubblegum company? I mean, he seems like a shrewd guy.
It's probably because he doesn't want to chew anything else. He's probably in a routine. He's chewing some other brand. He doesn't want to make his own.
Just copy it.
Yeah.
How different is gum?
That's the Mr. Beast plan, right?
I mean, honestly. Aside from a little bit of flavoring, gum is gum, right? It's all the same exact chemicals.
From what I know, gum is gum, Mike. Yes. Yes, I believe that is correct.
Oh, he's a bubble yum enthusiast.
Would it be a peach cobbler flavored?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the key. It's like Willy Wonka flavors.
Do you have a favorite?
Bubble gum?
Yeah, gum. I haven't been a gum chewer in a while.
I haven't either. I liked the old, double mint? Is that the green package?
Yeah, you were into that?
Yeah, I liked that one.
That's the one with the Twins commercials?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Oh, yeah. The Twins. I was going to say then the Juicy Fruit. Juicy Fruit was delicious, but it just.
5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it moved you.
Bubble Yum.
But
there was they had the volume.
Yeah.
You really got a lot there. All right. All right. I don't know what we're doing. Quick break. Back with our Fantasy Footballers AMA. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, hurry. And social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners. to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
That was a preview. The bubblegum discussion was a preview of the AMA.
If you liked that.
If you liked that content. What was our discussion the other day? We had another really important. I mean.
Shopping carts?
It was the shopping cart one. Where Mike's mind was blown at the technology.
I still don't believe it.
You got to try to steal a shopping cart and see what happens.
All right.
All right, you ready to dig into this? We have questions from everyone about everything on today's show. Let's hit that mailbag.
Mailbag.
AMA, yeah. I got to be honest, I just love shows like this. I love shows. I feel like we are coming down off of a, obviously, intense, for us, incredibly successful season, Mike. Right before the show, this is a good reminder for everybody out there. If you're a champion,
yes,
take the time every day. It's like brushing your teeth to troll your league. It can be as simple as a thoughtful GIF. Not gift. GIF.
No, GIF.
Yeah, where you go and
you
just,
already gave him a gift.
Yeah.
Of being in the league with them.
Right. Right. But like me, Mike and I, we've got a couple titles, and like some days you throw a GIF in and I'm like, that's a good reminder that I need to go do that, and vice versa.
Yeah, we're picking each other up.
Keep each other accountable. Mock your league. All right, we are jumping into a footballer's AMA today, and our first question comes from, looks like X, Jeremy Schwartz writes in and says, what is your greatest fear not related to fantasy football?
Interesting.
I like that it infers our true greatest fear does have to do with fantasy football. And that would be like when Arian Foster went out that one year.
Yeah.
Injury.
For a long time, I would have said bees, but I have gotten much, much better.
What has been the key to overcoming your bee phobia?
Immersion therapy. Just forcing myself to deal with it.
Immersion?
Yeah.
That's like going under, like...
No, it's just being around it. So, like when there was, if there's a bee there, you know, just take a breath, kind of wave them off, talk to them.
You wave at it? You're not supposed to wave at a bee.
Well, I'm shooing them.
Really?
Yes.
I think you're supposed to go T-Rex on that. You're supposed to just not move.
Well, I shoo them away.
I've always had it in the back of my head that the bees can sense your nervousness.
That is a thing that is said, that bees can sense fear.
See, that's what I think happens. I think that if you're just chill with bees, they're chill with you. Because you see the beekeepers. I even have a friend who's one. They don't put on, like, clothing. when they go and
because
clear out-
they're psychopaths, man. Look, I said I've grown. I'm not as afraid of bees anymore. I'm not going to be a beekeeper though.
Without any gear on.
That's madness.
I called a beekeeper here in Arizona because we got lots of bees out here, and there was a hive that had moved into a tree. We got kids. I was like, I don't want this hive in my tree, man. Come get it. And he's like, sure, I'll come get it for this amount of money. And they take them and they humanely transport them to bee farms out here in the valley. And I'm just like, okay, he's going to get in the gear. He just walks back there and just grabs the branch and starts shaking it. And then they picked him up and they flew off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you. But do you have a greatest fear?
I have noticed over the last 10 to 15 years that I am genuinely afraid of heights.
Okay.
And I didn't think I was afraid of heights. When I was a kid, I'd climb fences and jump on the roof and run around. Didn't have any concern. But I think
you were closer to the ground back then.
I was. Yeah, just my natural height.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also like very sure of my body's ability to move. And I think now that I know that falling is a possibility in my life, I remember trying to hang up lights on a second story house once, and I got halfway up an extension ladder. I was like, this is not, no.
Not for
it's
me.
It's not happening. I'm not going
to
do it.
I am on that side. I don't need to go up there.
Yeah. No, thank you. Court Ziegler writes in off of X as well, says, what is the best, okay, this is really an ask us anything. What is the best way to eat potatoes?
I mean, it's fried. How is it not?
What are the other options? Like
a baked potato.
Like scalloped potatoes.
A boiled potato.
Fried is French fried.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I'm going. But I do like them, you know, like
it's
in
not
a,
like with your hands or with an instrument. That's not the question.
No. Not the best way of consuming. But, you know, you French fry them up. And then I love like a good stew where you have just the real soft potatoes in there.
I love that.
That's
yeah.
Delicious.
Those have got to be the russet, the brown potato. Don't give me none of those red potatoes in my soup.
In the stew?
In the stew.
Okay.
No, you got to go the, I think they're called russet, right?
I don't know.
I'm seeing nods from our potato experts. Let's go to the potato experts over there in Deucer's Alley.
Here's your expert. The brown one, that's a potato. That's a potato.
Yes, the default is potato.
Yeah, the other ones are red potatoes. Yeah.
They don't say like orange carrots and then purple carrots. It's just carrots and purple carrots.
Yeah, would you think of a potato right now in your head?
Yeah,
what does it look like?
It's a brown potato.
Yeah. It's because that's a potato.
Yeah, okay.
Ridiculous.
Very helpful. All right, we have... Did we have a voicemail question or no?
We had one. Is it gone?
I think it's gone. I think we've got our first malfunction of the day. It was there. There it is. I see one. Can I push the button?
You can.
All right, we got a voicemail question.
Hey, ballers. Lou from Charlotte. My question is, what is the most fun location that you guys have ever done for a live in-person draft? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yeah, it's South Dakota, obviously. South Dakota, best place for... No, we've always done them in the studio, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we had a great draft out here where the good folks at Traeger came out with their like pro, you know, barbecue chef.
Yeah.
And made some delicious food in the parking lot. We've also had it where we've literally invited a friend in a full suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
To read the picks off.
That's very fun.
That were written on a card. That was a delight.
Yeah. Location-wise, we haven't done anything real special. But we do it every year now. We do it in the office. And I think that we have when the Traeger guys showed up, we did a filming of it. So it's on YouTube if you want to see
how there's behind the scenes.
Yep.
What's it called? Our League of Record Draft? Yeah. Who's the champ of that league right now?
That would be you.
Oh, that's right. YouTube, what was your, there's a YouTube question from @12moisty. What was your first fantasy football league and result? Mine being an auto-drafted team with random that I somehow won.
Oh, nice.
I remember this very clearly. The very first league I ever joined, which is, I'm thinking 17, 18 years ago.
Okay.
I overcommitted to one team and drafted four Saints.
Ah, super duper stacked.
So it was like Breeze, Reggie Bush, Marcus Colston, and I think that league had like a coach spot. And I was like, look, give me Sean Payton too. And then the actual Saints started 0-7. What do you think the record of my fantasy team was?
0-7?
0-7.
Nice.
So that was my debut.
The first league, first football league I was ever in, it was because fantasy basketball is where I started.
Same.
And some of the guys like, hey, let's try and do fantasy football. So there was they set it up, and I end up not even being able to be at the draft. So I set it up my auto draft, and I was real aggressive with my ordering. So I got both Larry and Bolden.
Oh, two Cardinal on the teams.
I don't remember how that team did, but my first real serious year was the first year in the league of record, where I got to keep Jamal Charles, and then he immediately went down with an ACL tear. So it was my first rendezvous into fantasy football. Now I'm in the midst of, well, how do you rebuild?
Yeah.
And get picks, yeah, and do all that stuff. So that was really fun.
YouTube question from Adam. He says, if two hosts are unavailable for an episode,
oh, man,
is there another Jay Grizz? Or is there another emergency cutout ready to stand in? In a related question, they also want to know, how many cutouts would you have to go through before a deucer is brought in front of the camera?
Like the main camera?
Yeah, I think we'd go empty chair.
Yes.
Yeah, no yes. problem with that.
That's wise.
Yeah, the deucers are fine with that. I think if we tried to put you out here for a show, I think there would be some pit stains that would show up on camera. Any of you want to jump in?
Never.
Al?
I like it back here.
Yeah.
If Jeremy came over here, we would have to replace the chair immediately. It would be
so moist.
It would be doused.
I can't tell if that's a fat joke or a sweat joke.
No. That was a sweaty joke. Okay. That was a sweaty joke, man. No. You could take the joke that way if you want.
What's funny is this is...
I was talking about your excessive perspiration.
Yeah.
It's also
wait.
True.
But we somehow...
Oh, gosh. This feels like it's going to be the curse.
Yeah, this is the real knock on wood moment. Going into year 10, we haven't had it happen. I think we've been very, very close once. That there was... Somebody was already out of town, and then...
Someone got sick.
And so there was almost this like...
How many shows have we done? 2,600 shows? Is that right?
If you're adding everything together.
Okay, so 1,539 on the main show and then all the other ones, and we've never had to do that?
Nope.
I've always figured if that happened...
I think you did one footcast alone.
If that happens, I will put two Jay Grizzes up. Like if you guys are both gone...
Do we have a second one?
We've got to have another one. No?
There's only one Jay Grizz.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. We got to keep those on.
I feel like you got to at least miss Pac-Man this thing and like just put a bow.
Put a bow on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought we would do the show, one person, and then we would constantly berate Deucer's Alley with like topics and questions.
Yeah, it'd be really unproductive.
Yeah, but I you know, we'll see. Jay Grizz with a bow. That's what would happen. All right, this is a question from Adam Baum over on Twitter. It says, if you could pick any player from a previous era for your team right now, what kind of sandwich would you make while weighing your options?
Oh, the old rope-a-dope. You got tricked.
It even said must answer on it, so I thought for sure. Brooks, what are you doing here?
I loved what he did there.
You liked how he turned it on us?
Oh, yeah.
So, Mike, if you had to handpick any player from a previous era for your team right now, mm-hmm. what kind of sandwich would you make while weighing your options?
It's probably a club. Because
have you ever made an actual club?
Have I made one?
At your house where you do the meat
no.
and cheese and then the other layer of bread and then the more meat and cheese and then the top layer?
No, the biggest problem would be the bacon. I know people cook bacon every single day and they're... I have, even with the Pop Guard.
Yeah, what's the problem? Oh, the problem is.
Yeah, the problem is.
Are you more afraid of bacon or bees?
At this point, probably the bacon.
Okay.
Because I've never made any sort of bacon without taking physical injury.
Because of it just pops.
Because of the grease pop.
Mm. Can't you microwave bacon and make it that way?
What? People are microwaving bacon? That sounds awful.
I'm seeing some nods.
People do it.
There's no way that's crispy.
That's fair. I don't think it is. Can you, what's the newfangled machine everybody always uses?
What, air fryer?
Can you air fry bacon?
Yeah, that you could do.
Well, there you go.
If you want to burn your house down.
Oh, really?
That's pretty dangerous.
Is it?
I think so.
Huh.
Oh, crap. Huh. I thought I was just onto a new
idea.
Well,
I was going to do that like in a few hours.
I have done bacon on the Traeger. I have done that before, and I made it out alive.
Was it crispy?
It was delicious.
Okay. All right. All right. IG question, Mike. This is for you from Nick. He says, okay. I'm dying to know. What is Mike's holy grail of shoes?
Okay.
Mike is a sneakerhead.
I do. I like the sneakers. I wear Nike SBs. I have a few pairs. A very extensive collection that I have amassed over the last 20 years. The shoe that I don't have right now, and because it's pretty much impossible to do it, they did a themed Freddy Krueger shoe.
Interesting.
And it didn't make it into production, but like they got pretty far in the sample area. So there's people out there that have them. I don't even know if they made a size 11.
That's what
them.
You're looking for?
Yeah. But I mean, if you ever go to, you know, like the resale sites and there's a pair up there, we're talking 6-digit
really?
For shoes.
Really?
Yeah. That's how insane people how are for many, shoes and this particular one.
You might not want to disclose this, but how many pairs do you think you have?
I would say it's got to be over 80 pairs of shoes now.
What would happen if you got some sort of disease that made you get larger feet and you had 80 pairs of shoes
right.
you couldn't wear?
I guess I could probably make a ton of cash selling
yeah,
my
is
shoes.
Is that an investment strategy? Do you have like a decent amount of, do you keep the boxes?
I do. That is
that's a whole nother, you need a whole shed for boxes.
The box problem is people don't talk about it enough.
Oh,
in,
yeah,
in the shoe game.
Oh, so it's kind of an underground least, problem.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know anyone else who's as insane as I do. But yeah, I have all the shoes, but I wear them all. Like a strategy is buying a shoe and then holding onto it for a couple of years and then reselling. But I always wear all mine. Hmm. So
yours are stinky.
Not stinky, because okay. I have so many that I can rotate through and they never stink.
All right. All right, let's go here. Micah says, do you guys ever get annoyed of or with each other? Or have you never had problems like that?
I mean, annoyed, like you would get annoyed with just like friends that you see every day. I mean, everyone gets
siblings.
Yeah. I mean, everyone gets annoyed from time to time with their friends or their brothers and sisters. But no, as in terms of a huge issue or fight, we still have not had one.
I think oftentimes it's funny to me because I think all of my annoyance has always been
just Jason.
Well, more Jason. because butt heads more. But it's always on fantasy.
Yes.
Like, that's the funny thing is, like, we do get annoyed, but we get annoyed because we think that the other person's wrong about something in fantasy. And half the time it's like, no, don't. That's a dumb opinion.
You're
dumb, and
you're going to make me look bad.
You're going to make the show look bad, and then he thinks that about my opinion. And then so we argue, but I can't remember being too annoyed with any other, like, normal situation.
No.
We all get annoyed with, like, Papa Josh.
Or
we all get annoyed with, like, Al.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know.
No, thankfully we've, you know, been just very united in the vision for the show, for the business. Yeah, we disagree on fantasy takes sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes Jason's takes, they're questionable.
Yes.
Jason, your thoughts? I guess he agrees.
Yeah.
I guess he agrees.
Don't say anything if you agree.
Growl like a bear if you agree. YouTube question from Randy. Sounds like all three of you enjoy going to the Disney park. So what's your favorite ride and snack there?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking about shoes and Disneyland.
These two, not the bear, but Jason himself and Mike are, I would say, like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Disney freaks.
Yeah, okay.
And 1 being indifference to the parks. You two are both 9s to 10s.
I would put myself there. I can explain it this way.
Are you or Jason more? or equal?
I think we're probably equal, but I've had more opportunities recently to go. It's like, it feels like every time Jason plans a trip to go, something comes up and he has to cancel the trip.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Disneyland without my children. I would go to Disneyland by myself.
You would?
Just me.
Interesting. Have you done that?
I have not. I've not had the opportunity, but it sounds like a great time.
You both love it. I would put myself at about a 6. So I enjoy it. We've gone less times. For me, my favorite ride, I've never been to Disney World. We live 6 hours from Disneyland,
right,
in Arizona. So we drive out there. My favorite ride is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Whew, it's a good ride.
I like how cool it is. It's chill. I love that ride.
That ride has gotten better and better the older I get.
See?
It's slow, but no, it's got
the nostalgia.
I feel more immersed in what's going on. I can actually see what they were trying to do instead of just being a kid going, "Where's the drops?"
Yeah.
Like they were at the beginning, where'd they go? My favorite ride, Splash Mountain, aka refurbed into Tiana's something.
That's been refurbed?
They're in the process of doing it.
Only 9s and 10s know that. Yeah. The 6s don't know.
Do you know the name of it? Tiana's
Bayou Adventure.
There we go. Can't wait.
Now,
it's going to be great.
I think the true Disney expert in our entire company here is the Rapscallion.
Could be. I don't know.
Who once worked for Disney.
But that is correct.
So
Disney World is better.
Oh, all get right, out of here. Right. You're immediately disqualified.
Just stating the truth, you know, Disneyland, it's nice, it's the OG, but Disney World, 4 parks, we can go on and on.
Well, yeah. I mean, no.
Hey, we got two.
You can go on and on, walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. Is that what you meant? You get your steps and steps and steps in?
Beautiful Florida weather.
Is that the humidity you're speaking of?
It's division winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers down the street.
Okay. All right. Cut the mic. This guy's going to win.
The first ever chest beating for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Were they over 500?
I think so.
Yes, we were.
Oh, it's a we.
Yeah, it's a we.
Wow.
He comes from Florida.
Locked in.
Loves the humidity.
Gross.
That's funny. All right. This question's great. IG question from Trevor. If you were an NFL player, what position would you want to play?
Oh.
What do you think I'll say?
I don't know if you'd rather be, I don't know. I mean, you played quarterback for the flag team. You also played linebacker with me. I think I'm going to put you at, I'll put you at quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with.
Which is
high highs and low lows, my brother.
I would go, if I could play any position, I would play safety.
Safety.
Yeah.
Go roam and get the big pick.
Yeah, you go head hunting, you go ball hawking, you just blow people up.
I am trying to remember, Brooks, did we ever get you out there for flag football?
No.
Oh, no.
No, there is.
We never did.
I watched you guys play, and I was so glad I didn't sign up.
Oh, man. I had this vague memory that maybe we got you to a practice or something.
We got Brooks out for one rec day of 2v2 basketball.
That's right.
And then that was done.
Couldn't handle it.
He did a formal retirement the next day. Like, it was a pickup game. And he came to us the next day and just said, "Hey, guys, I just want you to know, I won't be doing that again."
And I'm out on flag football now.
Yeah. Because you were going to play flag, right?
Yep.
You're like, "I am formally retiring from all invitations that you may have for me in the future."
It was so much closer to tackle football than I ever imagined it would be.
The basketball was?
No, the flag football. No.
We play street ball.
Yeah, flag is it's just no pads, but it was full blocking.
Yeah.
So people are getting hurt all over the place.
Well, Papa Josh, he's had some serious injuries, right?
Yes.
Two and a half surgeries? I say half because he has a torn ACL right now that he didn't repair.
Yeah.
You never got hurt, Al, did you?
Nothing serious.
Just your ego, maybe?
Yeah, right. Dude, Al was a beast.
I had a rib injury.
Al was a beast on the defensive line.
Al was great. Yeah, he's a legend. And he will remind me often that his catch percentage was 100.
Yes.
Darn right.
How many total receptions over the course of about 15 seasons?
Four.
Four.
Hey, four for four.
That's right.
Yeah. And all right. This question comes in from Ryan over on X. We've got more food questions. Jason's missing them. Best combination with chocolate. Is it peanut butter, pretzel, fruit?
Oh, it's peanut butter, full stop.
I agree. I don't see how you can improve upon that.
It is, I mean, it's truly the best. Reese's Pieces, the peanut butter cups, the peanut butter M&Ms. Do you prefer the Pieces or the peanut butter M&Ms?
The Pieces.
Okay.
Pieces, by the way.
Yeah, it is
the
Pieces.
Yeah.
It's fun to say Pieces because people get...
They get real...
They get real mad.
Yeah. Because Mr. Reese... is his name.
Yeah, and they're his Pieces.
Yeah, they're his Pieces. Yeah, I prefer those, but I'll tell you this. I like the peanut butter M&Ms more than the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, I think that's a universal.
No, it is not.
Wait, there's people that...
There are people that prefer the peanut.
I'm not saying they're bad. Like, I'll eat some peanut M&Ms.
So
will
I. But every, like, 10th peanut M&M, you get a bad peanut.
Yeah.
You know
like
what I'm talking
one?
About? A little burnt one, a little,
yep.
little weird taste
little,
to it.
A little too crispy. That happens.
Yeah.
But peanut butter M&Ms.
But it's consistent with the peanut M&M.
Oh, gosh. They're so good.
Heavens to Betsy. Yeah. Greg wants to know if I ever tried the tuna and mac and cheese. Because I think a long time ago, was it on this show, where you've mentioned that...
I've talked about it.
Yes, I have. I have tried that.
Uh-huh. And?
It was good for a quick meal. That's what you call your hot dish, right?
Yeah.
It was good. It was good.
It's good.
It was good.
Yeah, now you're remembering now how much you actually liked it. It's great.
It was pretty good. My wife thought it was grotesque.
I can understand the concept of it if you're not familiar with putting tuna fish into macaroni and cheese. Can sound gross. Even looking at it, you're like, oh, that seems like it's disgusting. It is not. It's protein packed, so it's it's good for the body.
Sure, you get a little omegas, right?
Yeah. Some mercury.
Oh, yeah. Heck of a lot of mercury.
But it's great. If you've not tried tuna in mac and cheese, I highly recommend it. And just whatever. I mean, blue box. Get the blue box mac and whatever your tuna fish of choice.
You're the evangelist tuna mac.
I truly am.
Yeah.
Because it's great.
It was good. I mean, look, mac and cheese affords you a lot. Like, you can put stuff in it.
Yeah, you can.
What was the moment, this is from Derry on YouTube, what was the moment through the 9 years of the show that made you feel like you guys had made it?
Ooh.
Do you know?
Was it
the Minnesota Live Show?
I'll often bring up the Minnesota Live Show. The reaction from the crowd and the love was truly an overwhelming moment. So that one felt really good. I feel like when you're like, man, I have arrived.
Was it the first time somebody didn't say like, hey, what do you do for work? And then you're like, oh, I'm a podcaster. And then they go, yeah, but what do you do for work?
No, because that still happens.
Yeah, I know.
That still happens.
How do you make money?
I will say a great moment to tie back to Disneyland. This was like years and years and years ago. And one of my favorite things is trolling my wife about making the show a bigger deal than it is and like playing up like, no, we're going to go in Disneyland. I'm going to apologize right now. My celebrity nature.
The fans will be.
Yeah. Like the fan, they're going to be in there. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. I'm going to say hi and take pictures with them. And
just understand.
Yeah. I'm apologizing in advance. And then literally we walk right in. Mike.
Instantly. That's really funny.
And she just starts.
Which, to be fair, just so everyone knows, it does not happen a lot.
No.
It's like a rare occurrence.
So she's laughing and just screaming, no, this is not acceptable. So that felt pretty good.
Yeah. It's always funny when I've run into people and we'll be talking. You can kind of get a gauge like when people are NFL fans and then you go one tier deeper and you're like, oh, you're a fantasy player. And then at that point, I'm like, maybe you've heard of the show, but I've had a couple times where like somebody talks about how much they love fantasy and how they listen to fantasy podcasts, and then they open their phone to show me what they listen to, and they listen to our show and don't realize that like
I've never had that happen.
And I'm like, yeah, we do a fantasy podcast. Oh, I listen to a bunch of those. Here's my favorite one. And then I'm like, yeah, that's.
You go, oh, yeah.
That's
our podcast.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Oh, my gosh. Al is reminding me. How about this? I'm going to write in a question. Or Al sends in a question. He says, what is your most awkward fan appearance?
Go ahead. It's a funny story.
Is it worth sharing?
Yeah. I like it. It's harmless.
Yeah, it really is. But I did have, in recent history, we had someone have an accident at our home on Christmas.
An elder statesperson.
Yes, they fell and we had to call the paramedics. And happy to report, this person is okay. They're recovering. They're fine. But paramedics were there actively helping this person. And then one of them turned to me and was like, are you Andy from the Fantasy Footballers? And then gave me like the fist bump. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do?
Heck yeah, man.
I did return the fist bump. And then I smiled and I was like, hopefully that's okay.
How do you not return a fist bump?
You have to. I don't think anybody's ever been able to reject it.
It's in the code of civility. If someone offers you a fist bump of, you know, like, hello, yeah. Gratitude, oh, yeah. Just anything, you're going to fist bump them back.
So
it's like in the NFL, like so many times you see a player go up to a ref, you know, and try and trick him with the high five or the fist bump. Now, sometimes you get the refs who are like, you won't fool me. But then a lot of times you just see the humanness of refs. A high five has been requested, and I shall proceed, and I will high five you. And you go, oh, wait, I should have done that.
Yeah, so thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Paramedic that fist bumped me. I appreciate you. I do feel like the fist bump has become more prominent in our society.
Yeah, post-pandemic.
COVID.
Pandemic.
What was that?
I was going to go.
Pandemic?
I was going to call it the Pando.
Oh, the Pando. That's what you were really going
to
do?
Yeah, but then I was like, I'm going to bail out of this and go to the pandemic. But I should have stuck with Pando.
You're like 4 years in, you're like, it's ready for a nickname. Remember when the Pando hit? you were some kind of something. YouTube question from Ostrom. Who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Not who do you think will win? I have an answer. It's Houston. If Houston somehow won the Super Bowl, it would be the greatest thing in history.
It would be really fun.
D'Amico Ryans is incredible. C.J. Stroud he's in my top three favorite players at this point. I would love that. It would be amazing for his career.
I mean, let's make some people mad. Is there a team that you don't want them to win?
It's hard for me to want San Francisco to win because they're in our division.
Okay.
Which
that's fair. People can understand that.
And I'm trying to think of anybody else in the mix that would bother me. Is there somebody that you actively are rooting against?
No. No, I wasn't sure if you had one.
I don't think so.
But
I'm rooting. Steelers. I don't need the Steelers to
win. Oh, yeah. No. Pittsburgh, stop it.
Yeah, no thanks.
You owe us the Super Bowl.
I'm rooting for Cleveland, too. Joe Flacco, baby.
Yeah, there is some very fun chaos that could come from that. But I am rooting for Baltimore. I want Lamar to win.
If it was Baltimore versus the Cowboys, you'd root for Baltimore? Because I feel like you're a big Dak fan, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like both of them. But as a team, I like the Ravens more than the Cowboys.
Crew then wants to know, over on X, says, where did Mike get his Jordan 1 mug? We get that question a lot.
You have
that mug on your desk all the time.
Yep.
And then a follow-up is, whose responsibility is it to buy the trophy for the league? The winner or the commish?
So this is, we'll give you another quick shout-out. It's sneakermugs.com, but it's a feller who it's a real boutique. It's all one-off, like handmade stuff, so I don't even know if there's mugs available there or sneaker mugs. There's probably really cool mugs there, so you can go check that out. And in terms of the trophy is – the trophy should be the league's responsibility because everybody has a chance to get the trophy. When you win, you get to take care of it for a year. You know, like
part of the dues or
take
whatever.
Yeah. And then take fun pictures with it. Bring it to Disneyland or on your vacation. That's always a good time. Now, like a ring, just for you, you should buy that. Or, as we will recommend from time to time, going into the championship game, if it's not, you know, maybe it's not a money league, you make a friendly wager between the two people who are in the championship.
Yeah.
You say loser buys the ring for the winner.
Cool.
But the trophy should be the entire league.
I agree with you, Mike. And by the way, if you need a trophy, this is the perfect place for a fantasychamps.com plug. And if you use the code free ring,
they'll give you a free ring.
If you buy a trophy or a belt, the $59
ring. So just put them both in the cart, put the code in. I've gotten some swag so far.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We've got more coming.
Start home. Good for you.
I'm working on it. All right. YouTube question for the Deucers. I'm going to throw this to Al.
We should get we need a gigantic CeeDee Lamb something.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Because we're both celebrating CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb is our hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's work on that.
Like, just put it right in front of Jason's computer?
Well, it's between us, so that makes sense. We need to both be able to reach it, and the only place to do that is in between us.
I'm making a note.
Okay.
Yeah, figure that out.
The Deucers can answer this. Your podcast audio always sounds great.
It does. Thank you, Jeremy.
What equipment, mics, mixers, etc. do you guys use?
Well, we use a mic, right? I got Jeremy to laugh at that one.
That's not good. It's not good.
Yes.
We use one of those, if you remember, those old cassette players. We put the cassette tape in there, and then you hit play and record at the same time.
Yeah.
And then we go. And then at the end, Al, you hit stop, rewind, something like that?
Yep. Just don't leave them in the car in Arizona.
Are we on road broadcasters right now?
So over time, we have upgraded the studio, but now we are microphones. We are currently on road broadcasters.
I believe we started on Behringer's.
Yeah, Behringer B2, which is a great microphone. So if that's a pro podcast tip. You know, it's not like $10, but it is... If you're serious about podcasting and you want to sound good, a Behringer B2 should be in your range. And then, Jeremy, anything else you want to fill in there?
We use a Scarlett 18i20 audio interface. We do our mixing in Logic Pro.
No, this is good
stuff.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Man.
Yeah, no, it's been an evolution, right, over the years in improving quality. And
yep. Mm-hmm.
We use a bunch of Blackmagic cameras right now.
That is correct. I think they all have Canon lenses on them.
Yeah.
One piece at a time.
That's right. And on the road, we use Shure mics.
The SM7Bs. Yeah.
The barrier to entry is not high. Like,
yeah.
It's not hard or expensive to get a good quality sounding podcast.
It's actually funny now because, like, in the beginning, the barrier wasn't very high, obviously, to do that. But now you go to, like, I was at Target, you know, buying gloves. And and I was walking over in the electronics section last night, and they have, like, a podcasting section with, like clamps and mounts and stuff for, you know, hooking up and recording.
I think Rode makes a unit.
That's what it was.
It's an all-encompassed unit where it has the...
It's like $149, but it was like the stand and the microphone and some other stuff.
I think it's like the Rode Podcaster.
Yeah, something like that. It's got the mic pres in it, and you record to it, and I think you do your mixing on it.
Nothing will make you as entertaining as us.
That's true.
Well, no,
nothing you can purchase.
I would say do yourself a favor and sound treat your room. That's going to go further than the equipment is a lot of times.
Yeah, it was actually funny because when we started recording, we had worse equipment, but we were in a bedroom and it had carpet and it was closed and it was like perfect for recording. And then we came over to our new studio, which we needed to build out and treat the room. But in the very beginning, we had better equipment and worse sound
because
it was more echoey. And we were like, oh gosh, we like thought we were upgrading, getting an official space, and it took some time. Well, this is just too big of a question, but YouTube wants to know what has been the highlight of the entire Ballers show.
The friends we have made along the way.
Okay. All right. I think that there's some seeds of truth in the cliche there. I think that's probably actually true. Just not in such a corny way.
Hey, to be sincere.
Get off my back.
Time.
Yeah, that's like the things that are fragile draft from Spitballers Mike, where we were supposed to be drafting fragile things. And
I drafted fragile
things. You did.
You didn't just say it. You didn't say physical fragile.
Obviously, the highlight of the entire show was when I dressed up as Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That was the real pinnacle for
me. I liked Batman a little more.
Oh, gosh. Batman was a problem, Mike. Batman was too small of a suit, okay? Is there just one size for Batman, and if you don't fit in it, then it shows that you're not Batman's...
Yeah. I think that's part of the job of being a superhero.
You don't get a bigger suit? There's not plus-size Batman?
You gotta fit in the mask.
Plus-size Batman.
None of us fit in that mask.
You're darn right. You know what?
I didn't
Next
do it
Next year's
I knew
Wheel of
fit.
Shame, you're getting in a Batman mask, man. You're getting the fat man marshmallow cheeks.
That was a
is
good
there,
one.
Brooks, is there one more question that we should tackle before we close this thing out? One that we have skipped or that you really wanted to hear an answer to?
Let's see. What is your most listened to song of 2023?
Oh.
Probably.
What was?
Probably some Noah Kahan. I'm a pretty big Noah Kahan fan, so it's probably something 6th season or something.
And mine would have been from a band called The Midnight.
Hmm. Never heard of that. Sounds like Batman's band. All right. Anything you got for us, Al? Anything you really wanted to know?
Jeremy said the intro for this podcast. Which, yeah, that's probably
that's
true.
That's the most listened to. Is there a full version of that?
Yeah.
Like top to bottom?
Yeah.
With the lyrics?
No.
No,
no lyrics. No, because the lyrics are more of just you. It was like a read along with the
hey,
music.
Hey, 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 all right. Well, I think we're done with the AMA. Next week, we'll come in and give you the Footy Award winners.
Yep.
We'll be digging into the truth episodes.
We will.
We'll probably be talking about some playoff matchups and how things turned out. And look, Jay Grizz, he's got a long offseason ahead of him with that quarterback decision to be made in Chicago.
Especially when you're hibernating.
That's true. He's going to go to sleep and wake up with a new quarterback, potentially.
Good luck.
We're shutting it down, Brooks. That'll do it. Thanks to everybody tuning in today, all you Disneyland fans out there. Catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter at the FFBallers.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.